This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss. They are the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area, emp180weightloss.com. It's Fish, Cake, CB, and JP. That's the foursome. Jay Beagle from the Washington Capitals is going to join us coming up at 8:40 for the morning skate. Nice 3-2 win for the Caps in overtime last night. Ovi scores number 599 and number 600 of his career.
Wow. Pop that up. That's quite an accomplishment for Ovi.
And the Caps are now back atop the Metro with 12, 13 games left in the season?
13. Yeah. They're a point up on Pittsburgh.
We did the bit a few years ago with where does Ovi stand in terms of D.C. sports icons.
And he's on the Mount Rushmore?
He's certainly in the top three or four. No. I can't even remember where we had him. Like, I guess
we had Cousins up there.
I guess we might have had Bryce.
We had Bryce.
We might have had Daryl Green because
this was past?
Just iconic D.C.
Oh, we had Elvin Hayes, I think.
We had Elvin Hayes.
We had...
I think we had Daryl Green represent, or Riggins, one of those guys.
Can't remember. We definitely had one of those guys.
I put probably Riggins
more popular
than Daryl Green.
We didn't have Monk up there?
But who's ultimately more popular, like, from that era?
I feel like Riggins is the most popular.
I feel like Riggins.
And then Daryl Green,
I think we did the Mount Rushmore of current athletes. That's what I thought you were.
Current athletes is pretty easy because you throw Bryce
in. I'm talking about all-time D.C. icons, and Ovi... When it's all, the thing is, he's got to win a championship. If he wins a championship, he could be number one.
All right, so that's a good question. On the Mount Rushmore right now, all-time D.C. athletes, who's on it?
We've done this. I'm telling you, we've done it.
Ovi has to be on that.
All right, well, who's the
Riggins.
Fourth?
I don't know.
Did you have multiple skins on it?
Wes, maybe.
Elvin Hayes.
I almost feel like you might still throw in a baseball guy and throw in Bryce Harper.
No.
No, I don't think
that. Can't do it?
No way. More likely to put like a... Frank Howard or something.
Yeah, right.
Put a guy that we've never seen play before.
I wouldn't, but I'm saying Bryce is not on the list. Now, if he stays here and plays 15, 20 years.
Well, then you might have three Redskins and Ovi.
I mean, I think you probably make room for Elvin Hayes. Isn't he a top 15
player? I remember he was in the discussion.
You had Elvin Hayes.
Wes, Riggins, and
Ovi.
And Ovi.
Are we missing anybody?
I think we did talk about Daryl Green because he was here for a lot of the Super Bowls.
Yeah. I think you'd have to have a bullet on there. So.
But I think you do, too.
I mean, you could easily have Riggins, Monk, and Daryl Green
on
it.
Would you put, like, a Sugar Ray Leonard?
I think you should.
Nah, lower tier sport.
A little bit lower tier. If he was a heavyweight champion.
Let's go to Brandon real quick. I felt like the mystery guest bit was painful, but
so did I.
Apparently he likes it.
Brandon, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's going on, Junks? Hey, yeah, as unsuccessful as you may feel like it was from a listening standpoint, man, I thought it was hilarious. Thought it was hilarious. And I don't think you should put a tally number on how many, because that, to me, was the funniest part. You know, you guys continuing to go on and get frustrated
Brent,
with one
there's
another.
There's beauty in the struggle sometimes. It's okay.
There is. Well, it was good, guys.
Until Drab basically handed on a silver platter. And, you know, I knew Jim Norton was coming to town in a couple weeks because I'm going in a couple weeks with a group of guys for a bachelor party. Like, that's part of the bachelor party. And when he said comedy and just talking to Allison when she brought in Bob Marley, it just finally clicked. But that was kind of cheating when Drab tells you comedy.
Hmm. Well, of course. It's
who's coming
clue.
To town.
Well, I don't know why I guess Craig Carton, by the way. He's never been a guest on the show.
But that's funny. It was funny.
It was a funny guest, but Carton's not going to do any radio. No, he's up for massive charges.
I know.
Did you really think it was Craig Carton?
Not really.
Or are you doing a bit?
Kind of doing a bit.
Yeah.
Isn't he podcasting, though?
I'm sure he is. Everybody podcasts. Everybody has a podcast.
Not me. It's unbelievable.
Jason, somebody's saying Gibbs, but we're talking about athletes, not coaches.
Yeah.
Because then you would put Vince Lombardi.
Let me throw another one. Yeah. Now, this guy was never a pro, but Bias.
Yeah, I don't think so. Too short a run.
Yeah, plus the tragic consequences around his death. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think
he is a local legend.
I don't think he is a legend, though.
There's no doubt
about that. He's a legend.
But I don't think he's going to be in the top five. He doesn't beat those guys that won championships and all that.
But when we did current athletes a few years ago, Kirk Cousins was one of them. And we started off early in the show talking about Kirk Cousins, his letter to the fans. I felt like it was not really heartfelt. It seems like a very calculated letter. You can go to Junkies, our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks, and weigh in on if you think it was calculated and disingenuous or if it was a heartfelt letter to the fans. Tom Friend, who writes for Sports Illustrated, contributed a piece to the Sports Capital, where our buddy Brian McNally is now running a website, thesportscapital.com. And it's really interesting. His opinion piece is that he's enjoying the end of the You Like That era. And I just want to go through a couple of the paragraphs.
I kind of am, too. Get out of here.
You're celebrating it
as well. I'm over it. Just go.
So Tom Friend used to work for ESPN the magazine for a while, and he writes, I did a profile on Peyton Manning back in my days at ESPN the magazine, and Cousins reminds me of Manning in one profound way. He manipulated. I knew Manning for all of 5 minutes when he asked my name, and then he called me Tom the rest of the afternoon. I watched him do a group interview later in the day and heard him call every other writer by their first name as well. Perhaps his intentions were pure. Maybe I'm too cynical, but it struck me as a way to curry favor to make you think I'm perfect quarterback man with perfect manners. I did some snooping around the locker room, and some of Peyton's Colts teammates agreed with me off the record that Peyton's a good actor. You've seen his commercials. Kind of, you know, I'm a Peyton
that
guy.
Hurts that hurts you a little
stings,
bit to read that out loud, doesn't
but
it?
But then he goes on to talk about Kirk Cousins in an analogy of this, and he points out Robert Griffin III's, one of his greatest moments, his touchdown pass, or is actually his run against the Vikings where he scores
like
that long touchdown.
70-plus yarder.
He goes, you know the magic that happened. Griffin faded back, saw an opening, and sprinted. Olympic speed toward the end zone for a 76-yard touchdown. But go to YouTube and watch it again. As Griffin is heading to the end zone, with offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan raising his arms heavenward, with FedEx Field rivaling the link in terms of noise, with an entire Redskins nation doing figurative backflips. Cousins is standing alone at about the 30-yard line with his hands behind his back. He doesn't flinch, doesn't cheer, doesn't wave him in. He's emotionless. That, to me, will always be the real Kirk. Yes, he was young and relatively new in town, but it struck me as odd and selfish that 75,000 Redskins faithful were on cloud nine except one.
I'm not going to kill Kirk for not going crazy when RG3 scored a touchdown.
Now, this is the one against the Vikings.
The one isolated incident.
I'm going to watch it, and it is a little bit telling. You're not emotionally invested in the moment.
And then he goes on to say, just whether
there's
he's...
There's no doubt about that.
And he goes, when
teammates get excited.
And this is just another way to think of things.
He's a douche.
Except for when you feel like you're the better quarterback.
Right, which
doesn't
he
matter.
Was.
But
which he
matter.
Was right. He
but
was.
Not in 2014. And then he goes, when it was reported after his horrendous 2014 season, that Kirk would be working out with John Gruden, the head coach's bro, that again struck me as odd and calculated. Just when you look back on it, he's Eddie Haskell.
There's a lot of vilifying Kirk. Kirk on the way out.
Look,
the
we've
door.
Already established.
That's what's happening.
We've already
here.
Established there was no emotional attachment.
He's
between,
dead to me.
Between the Cousins and the team and the city. Just.
He didn't like those guys.
He didn't like
his they didn't have faith.
There's a lot of water being carried for Bruce Allen with his poisonous message for Kirk on his way out the door.
Right.
Well, hold on. Well,
he felt mistreated, and disrespected.
No one's doing it to support
and
Bruce.
Look, we'll see what happens.
Just doing it because they feel guilted.
We'll see what
directly
happens.
Directly to support Bruce, but you're kind of towing his line.
Tom Friend
scorching Kirk on his way out to Minnesota or wherever he winds up.
In this opinion piece, look, he kind of portrays Kirk as a selfish, somewhat disingenuous guy. And he points to what the Redskins think. They could be 100% wrong.
Dude,
that
is a good
quite simple in their eyes. They think under Gruden's tutelage, a lot of people can throw for 4,000 yards. Doug Williams told him, we've got to put some people in place, but offensively, Jay does a good job. Whoever comes in here can throw for 4,000 yards.
Yeah, that's completely discounting
him. They disrespect him. I don't. I think he did a nice job here. I would have been thrilled to have him stay for another 5 years. He didn't want to be here. your dad.
That
to
makes me want to root for him even more.
I'm
the
say,
biggest Kirk flag waver going forward.
If he had already agreed to an extension, he would be defending Kirk against that article.
Right. I'm a fan. I'm a jilted lover. I said it from the beginning.
It's funny.
He's Do you think, as Tom Friend douche. Poses, and I know your answer, but we can throw this out to callers, 800-636-1067. Do you think, and Tom Friend writes this, that Kirk was more about Kirk than he was about the Redskins?
Absolutely. Yes. Listen to the question when Grant Danny asked, or somebody asked him at the Grant Danny thing, or at some point, maybe it wasn't at that, about the record, about his record, or maybe it was at a press conference. It might not have been a Grant Danny's final thing they did with him. But at some point, he was asked about his record as a quarterback, and he, you know, and the responsibility a quarterback has for your team record, and he completely blew that off. He just, I can't remember exactly the answer, but he was like, put off by the question, and he was like, "Well, he wanted to be judged more by his numbers than by the."
But
wins
I'm not
that
sure
lost.
that the narrative would be different for many other players. I mean, when I asked who we had on last week, we had Ross Tucker on, and I said, "Ross, what percentage of free agents sign with another team because of money versus free agents that sign for a better situation?" And what did he say?
He said always go for the money.
He said 98% signed for money.
Right. But Kirk played it like he wasn't that type of guy. And that's where
I think
he
does come
off.
It might not be any different with any other player.
I believe he's probably a lot like other players, but he was portraying himself to be different.
But he acted like he wasn't.
Right. He portrayed himself to be different.
Well,
and
how was he supposed to act?
Instead, he's just like
RG3.
He's
going to
have a video of his free agency trips.
A lot of guys.
No, they don't say it
publicly. Do you remember how much we criticized RG3 for doing the all-in for week one and all that stuff and doing video? Kirk's doing the same thing.
Because you know what? At the time, he didn't know if the best deal was going to be the Skins or some other
offer. No, he knew all along it wasn't going to be.
Well, he didn't know.
No, he kind of knew.
He was probably surprised he was tagged twice.
I think Tom Friend's all over it. Did you watch the video?
I've watched it 100 times, like the Zapruder film.
Right. You
and
can't
every
see
every Redskin, not every. There's one or two that are still, they have. But, I mean, there are a bunch of bums jumping right. up and down, coaches. And then Kirk has got his hands behind his back, completely unmoved.
Okay, but what was his reaction when Robert came back to the sideline?
I have no idea. Those guys barely spoke.
He didn't invite him in, according to Tom Friend.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, didn't invite him in?
Robert didn't invite him in, or Kirk?
No, Kirk
Captain Robert.
Like, wave Robert over to like high five him or anything.
Yeah. He didn't like Robert.
But they didn't like each other. That was a given.
They were bad.
Robert felt threatened by him from day one. Kirk resented him from day one. Yeah. Both. I mean, you know, they resented each other.
But he also resented the team.
Yes.
Was Kirk more about Kirk than he was about the Redskins?
I hope Kirk leads his team to the Super Bowl, and I hope Alex Smith falls on his face here in D.C. I'm praying that happens.
You're not Kirk, guys.
I know that's not good for
you're
business.
Not Kirk, guys.
Look, I know that's not good for our business. I understand.
Why are you taking that position?
Because I think Kirk was wronged all the way through his tenure here in D.C. And he finally wants to go someplace where he's actually appreciated.
Was he wrong when they gave him $45 million? They wronged him when they utilized their right to
the
franchise
Redskins'
tag him.
Stupidity because they didn't realize his value.
Okay, but did they wrong him in that way? I don't think they wronged him. The guy earned like $50 million here.
Financially, they didn't wrong him, but the way he was treated.
They wronged him by not signing him to a fair offer.
I want Kirk to win the Super Bowl next year, and I want Alex Smith to lead the Skins to 3-13 records.
Yeah, That's what I want. Just think about how much money they saved by tagging him.
Dude, I've watched this thing a million times.
I'm praying that happens.
I've never seen a more passionless teammate.
Terrible teammate.
Terrible teammate.
Oh, you haven't seen a passionless teammate? Wait till you see Alex Smith. That guy describes he's passionless to a T.
All right, let's go to the phones.
I don't know about that.
800-636-1067.
We've met him. He's a good dude.
Let's sneak in a call before the break.
Cakes and I literally have nothing in common.
Apparently not.
We don't have much in common.
I'm actually perversely rooting for Kirk to have a Brock Osweiler.
He doesn't like the Skins and you do. All right, that's what you don't have.
It's a disconnect.
That's for sure. All right, let's go to, let me see.
I should be rooting for Alex Smith to go 14-2. We're clock number one bonuses, left and right.
But you're not.
Not.
You're willing to sacrifice that.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
You're willing to sacrifice number one bonus.
What's up, Kevin?
What's up, fellas? There's also the video of him on YouTube in a charity flag football game. He literally throws down the referee on the ground.
Yes, he does.
Because he didn't set the ball fast. Now, that just shows you in a split second what he's like.
He's also, that shows you how competitive he is, too.
Yeah, that's not a big deal to me.
Right.
He's competitive.
I think it was a Kirk doppelganger. I'm not 100% sure it was him. Much like the junior Gillette on the beach swinging the belt around.
Look, I mean, we're going back years to this video that he's watching on Spruder.
I mean, I'm breaking it down.
But Tom Friend brings it up, and it's
a great observation. No one made this observation in five years. I've seen it before.
Yeah,
I read the letter today that he's in the fan. To me, even though he was trying to say that he was emotional, I didn't feel any emotion at all. It seems so calculated and disconnected.
He's a big phony.
You guys, sound like a high schooler that was dumped by his girlfriend and he's crashing her a week later.
Correct.
That's all that's going on.
Correct. I agree. If he was here, I wouldn't. If he had signed here, I wouldn't do this.
So suddenly he's a bad person
because he's a phony. He is a phony. He's a fake person. But a lot of people are fake. A lot of people are fake.
Why didn't you notice this when you were with him?
You don't relate to this because Leave It to Beaver and Spore Your Time. He's Eddie Haskell. Eddie Haskell was like the nicest guy to Mrs. Cleaver.
Yeah.
And then he was a bad influence.
He was a scammer.
Yes.
Jesus, man. Everyone's jumping up and down. He's just passionless. Arms behind his back. Nothing. Coaches jumping up and down. Just scrubs jumping up and down.
He's trying to think of a catchphrase when he starts.
He wanted RG3 to get caught from behind.
Yeah.
All the criticism
that wasn't gonna happen.
Of RG3 and online, social media and stuff like that. He's tagging people left and right.
Well, now he's going to do the whole live.
Let me ask you this. Are we going to talk about Kirk Cousins longer than we talked about RG3?
Oh, I hope not.
Because we still talk about RG3 8 years later.
Not anymore. Robert's so dead. Thank God.
Robert, all right, we'll take more of your calls next on Kirk Cousins, who is being wooed by these teams. We'll see where he ends up. He will let you know because he's videoing it and he's tagging every team on social media. 800-636-1067.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Jay Beagle's going to join us at 8:40 this morning for the morning skate.
Beagsy. Oh,
good.
You mean the best face-off guy in the NHL?
Well, he's in the top five.
He's my favorite, personally.
He's been on fire. Look, when they go to overtime, they put him in just for the face-off.
He might be the hottest guy in face-off.
Remember to ask him about the new rules.
The technique. No idea. What is it different?
We have no idea about the new rule.
Right, you want to bang out a couple of these calls?
Sure.
People still want to chime in on the whole Kirk thing. There are a lot of Redskins fans out there. Look, and I get it, and they're loyal to Kirk, and they say you're being a jerk. That's fine. I admit it. I do feel like a jilted lover, but I do think he's also a bit of a disingenuous, kind of phony kind of guy. Still a good guy deep down. Great guy. You'd love him to probably marry your daughter, but I don't know. Just think the way this whole thing went down was weird. Let's go to James in DC. And listen, I wouldn't want to work for Dan or Bruce either. I mean, those guys are the worst.
Not.
I get it. Those guys are awful. James, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Junk?
What's up?
I just want to personally thank the city of D.C. for grooming Kirk and getting him ready for a nice Super Bowl run next year with the Vikings.
you think, huh?
Our team is ready now. So I think Kirk didn't get any respect here. He was in never was going to win over the D.C. fans because of, Robert Griffin came in. He was an enigma. He had a good year 1 year. City fell in love with him. He was never going to win over the fan base. So
there's some truth to that, but what is he going to do that Case Keenum couldn't do for them?
Get us out of the NFC playoffs to the Super Bowl.
Let me ask you this. What if he signs with Arizona or the Jets?
Arizona or the Jets? They're not going to win.
All right, hold on. I'm just saying.
Probably chasing money.
Act like it's impossible. What if he signs with another team? Are you happy with Bradford or Bridgewater?
Well, Teddy hadn't played in a minute, so I'd have to see more of him. But, I mean, when Bradford was healthy, he was balling. So, I mean, I think either way, let's say we don't get Kurt, which I don't think is not going to happen. We're going to get him. But let's say we don't get him. I think Teddy or Bradford is still serviceable for us to get back to the NFC playoffs. But I think if we get Kirk, we can get to the Super Bowl. We got everybody coming back. We got Delvin Cook coming back. We got the defense is already there. Defense is always going to be solid. I think we're tailor-made to go to the Super Bowl with Kirk.
All right. Well, we'll see.
All right, James. Thanks, buddy. Better hope you're right. You better sign him.
See you, Richie.
Because the other options don't look that attractive.
Would you sign the reported three-year $90 million deal with Minnesota or the five-year $145 million?
Well, how much is guaranteed on the $145?
Probably very similar to the Minnesota.
I think if I were
so Kirk, if the guaranteed money is similar, I'd sign the Minnesota deal.
Yeah, the shorter term.
Yeah, I signed the shorter deal. He's clearly comfortable playing on short deals.
It'd be nice to play golf in Scottsdale every day. Be nice.
That's true.
I don't even know. Is he a big golfer?
He plays, but I don't know if he's a big golfer. Yeah.
Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, John?
What's up?
Hey, I just had a curious question. Even though, you know, Kirk's better quarterback and all that, if Robert Griffin didn't get hurt, you think he would have been a decent quarterback or whatever?
That's a great unknown.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think he ever would have developed into the pure pocket passer he needs to be to succeed in the NFL. My answer is no.
If he hadn't gotten hurt, though, he might have stayed in the system.
Do a lot more read options.
No, but you agree.
Fragile.
You're probably right, but maybe they could just still mix in a ton of read options and still find success. You know?
He moved away from what was working for him.
Right.
Exactly.
Because he wanted to be a pocket passer. That wasn't his strength. And the system was tailored to his athleticism, I think he could have been successful.
I think eventually he still would have had to learn to drop back and throw
probably
it downfield.
Probably not sustainable, but you could have, you know, rode it out a
few
He
might have
years.
Had a 4 or 5 year career and then succumbed to the injuries, possibly.
Doesn't matter. One of the biggest busts in NFL history.
True.
Who, Robert? When you have such a good year,
I don't know if you could do that.
You have a good year like that.
They traded a million picks to get him.
He didn't live up to it, but I don't think he's that high of a bust.
Hey, who led the
because
Browns
of what he did
last
12.
No, he's one of them. He's one of them. I'm not saying he's the biggest bust.
I don't think he's Ryan Leaf level, but he's close.
Are you telling me he's not one of the top 10 biggest busts in the NFL draft?
I don't know. I think when you have a year like he had, that exempts him.
I don't know.
That exempts him.
Find him.
I mean, just at quarterback, you mentioned Ryan Leaf, Jamarcus Russell. There are other guys that you could probably come up with that never
had any success
in the NFL.
All right, I'll put those guys
up
there.
And then you could find other positions as well.
But you also have to factor in what the Skins gave up to get him.
They gave up a lot, and obviously it didn't work out.
I think he's got to be top 10.
It's hard to call someone a bust when they're a rookie of the year, right?
It's hard.
Yeah. It's just,
I think it exempts them on some level.
I don't think it's that hard.
I don't think it's that hard when you come crashing back to earth after the rookie.
I think there's a lot of top five picks that had zero impact.
Exactly. They've been worse.
Right, and there are other guys that got hype.
Let's find them.
Was Tony Mandarich silly in the NFL?
Oh, quarterbacks such a... When you're talking about busts, quarterbacks are way up here.
Right, but he was number two in the draft.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Sean in Arlington. Sean, what's up?
Hey, Junkies, appreciate your show.
Thanks.
You know, there's some interesting data points here with this guy. You know, in his little goodbye letter, he puts in there, my chance to choose, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, you know, sometimes I wonder with the fans in D.C. what they're thinking and what games they were watching, because I watched a hell of a lot of games where Kurt's throwing INTs in the moment of, you know, execution. There's guys open all over the field. You know, I think if the guy was ever really a Redskin, he would have signed a long-term contract, gone out there and said to people, all right, I made the team, I made the wins, now let's pay me some more money, now we build a team around this thing.
2 years
ago, I don't think he's been a Redskin for 3 years.
2 years ago, he went to the team with a team-friendly offer, and the team told him to hit the bricks. 3 years, $19.5 million per year. And the team said, we're not interested. Not going to sign you to that deal.
Hmm.
So let's not paint a picture where he was never willing to do a deal with the Redskins.
But he was unproven at that point. I don't even blame the Redskins at first. Because you know, he had only had a few games. Didn't have, you know, what was it, half, whatever it was. Maybe one season under his belt. However many the starts were. I didn't even blame them at that point. I don't know. I know this as a Skins fan and someone that wanted him to stay here. I liked his production. I ignored the fact that I knew for a fact he told a gaggle of reporters, I think it was after the 2013 season, basically he wanted a trade. And then he walked it back. I don't think his feelings changed from that moment on. And I'm sure he felt that way before he even said it. I remember at the end of the season, there were reporters around. Our friend Diana Rossini reported it at the time. And then he walked it back. But that's how he felt going back to 2013.
If he doesn't feel like he has an opportunity to play or a fair shot to play, why wouldn't you request a trade? If you don't think you're going to be utilized in the place where you've been drafted.
I agree. But I'm just saying, I ignored that fact. And you know, he wanted to leave here years ago.
Yeah, he did.
All right, let's go to...
Got his wish.
Let's go to Marvin in Norfolk. Marvin, what's up?
All right, good morning. Yes, I'll always remember Kirk Cousins as the one who got Kendall Fuller traded because of his selfishness. Although I understand why he wanted to go. It's 50-50. We didn't treat him right. He wanted to go. But I always remember we lost Kendall Fuller. I'll never forget that.
Because of Kirk. Because then they had to go out and get Alex Smith.
Yes, yes. Right. We had to do that. We had to have a quarterback. You got to have a quarterback first.
Right. I think
so we had to get rid of a great player.
I believe we're going to be able to replace Kendall Fuller. Don't worry. Maybe not this year, but it's going
to
be fine.
Well, apparently that's what they're looking at Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie to do.
In slots.
Yeah, problem is he's 10 years older.
Let's go to Jaime in Manassas. Jaime, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thank you for taking my call.
What's up, Jaime?
Hey, you know what? I'm tired of talking about Kirk Cousins. To me, he's done. Right now, we're like the ex-boyfriend who's wondering if she's going to be dating Brad Pitt or George Clooney. It's done. When, after I read that letter, the farewell letter, I think there's a lot of hypocrisy going on. You know, I wish him well. I wish he signs with I don't know who. I don't even care. But let's move on. Let's root about for the Redskins. Let's forget about Kirk Cousins. I don't even care about him anymore.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, That's brother. It.
Thank you, Jaime.
I'm with you. I don't think I wish him ill will. I just don't care. Let's go to John.
You're over Kirk.
Yeah. John, what's up?
It's an honor to follow Jaime in Manassas.
Of course it
legend,
is.
Legend. Local legend. Hey, E.D., you remember that play in the Eagles game at the end of the first half when it was like 6 seconds left and we needed to stop the clock and Kirk kind of panicked and kneeled instead of spiked it?
Yeah, kind of. Vaguely, yeah.
What a loser, huh?
He is a loser. You're right.
What a joke.
Yep.
Excuse me.
You're not going to find an argument here, buddy.
You guys can hang out on Sundays and watch games together.
I didn't hear what John said.
I just like people calling in and taking gratuitous shots at Kirk. It makes me laugh.
Isn't it kind of fun, though? Why don't you join in the fun? It's so fun.
His hair's thinning a little bit, too, by the way, I noticed.
His hair's thinning. What do you think? What do you think of him? What do you think of us making so much of a play that happened, 6 years ago, where he stood with his hands behind
his
back?
We're just finding out about it now.
G3
I'll break it down this way. I'll break it down this way. Everybody in the world on that sideline was sized. One person was Rick.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's telling. He was butt Rick, and everybody else was butt sized.
Yeah. Hey, right. So you're with me on that.
I have a little bit. He was there that whole year. He was mad he got drafted by the Redskins.
Yeah, he was mad. It was a bad situation in that sense. There's no doubt about it.
What do you think?
Robert resented him, and he resented Robert. He resented the position he was in. The whole nine.
John, how about he also? I just want to ask you this before we go. What do you think of our great mystery guest segment?
It was uncomfortable at the end. I felt bad for little Jimmy Norton.
Exactly. So did I.
But I do revel in awkwardness, so I took it and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Hey, how about that Apple TV last Friday? That was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
That was weird, wasn't it?
Don't even start.
So weird.
Hey, Tiger's teeing up in a few more days. There's more opportunity for weirdness.
I hope he has two afternoon tea times on Thursday and Friday.
Another
if that's
one
at all
of our P1s noted via Twitter yesterday. He found it ironic that we weren't allowed to talk about Tiger. I know we were allowed to talk about him, but... We're not allowed to talk about Tiger, and yet we could do OJ trivia.
Right.
Pretty timeless.
Right. Very, very, very topical.
We're going to talk about Tiger as long as we do this show. And then the moment someone says you can't talk about tires, the moment we move on. So let's just everyone knows.
Just
that.
Wait until he wins. Wait until the week following a win.
It's only begun. It's just the beginning.
And by the way, wait till the Masters. If you don't like golf, don't listen to the show the week of the Masters.
Yeah. You know those passes are going for like $1,000. $2,000 on the weekend. Valdez sold his for like $2,400.
The good thing is when the Masters is going on, there still will be baseball, basketball, and hockey to buffer all the Masters.
You mean all those things that are less interesting? Yeah. Those will be
great. And Valdez is going to declare that money on his taxes.
I hope Danny Willett wins the Masters. I'm rooting for that so hard.
Right.
All right. Jay Beagle from the Washington Capitals joins us. We'll talk about Ovi getting to 600 goals and more here on The Fan. Don't forget, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Jay-Z and Beyonce at FedEx Field. The On the Run 2 tour is coming to FedEx July 28th. We have a four-song medley of Jay-Z and Beyonce tunes. If you can identify all four exact song titles, by the way, you win. That's easy.
Exact titles, yes.
Yes, you have to nail the titles.
Yeah, it's a great prize.
It is a great prize.
Got to be accurate.
So we're trying to track down Jay Beagle for the morning skate. If we grab him, we'll talk some Caps. Of course, they had a big win last night. You guys did watch Homeland?
Correct.
Yes.
I'm caught up.
What was your rating? Because I gave it an 8 out of 10.
I think that was
a tad
high for that episode. High. I'd give it about a 6 and a hook, maybe a 7.
It wasn't as good as the week before.
Correct.
No, the week before it was a 10.
Yeah. So I'd probably agree with him in between that, maybe a 7.
She's so good.
Carrie was so bitter when she realized that the bug wasn't working in the purse.
Correct. Yeah.
Do you think she's going to tag?
She is a good actress.
Is she going to tag? I don't even know the character's name.
The dark hair guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
My wife has predicted that, and I bet against it, but now I'm starting
to see... curly-headed donk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
I don't know his name.
He's like a former operative.
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely going to smash at some point.
Really? So I'm
going to
lose that bet with my wife?
I think you're going to lose that bet. Just take the dollar you want off me today for the groovy bet and ship it to
she
your wife.
She does tend to smash.
Because they have the whole bipolar connection
she
thing.
She does tend to smash the people she's close
to
on the
show.
Yeah,
like, and he's helping her with her like daily pill regimen, and you know, he's kind of gaining access
is
there.
Is she a little bit of a sleut?
Yes.
Hmm. Yes.
By the way, it's...
I mean, she banged Brody in seasons 1 and 2. She didn't even know if Brody was a good guy or bad guy.
She likes gingers. What can you do?
And then she was banging Quinn.
True.
Yep.
Poor Quinn.
What network is this show on again?
Showtime.
So show the
that buttons. Guy's name is Dante. He's Dante in the
Dante.
In
okay.
Yeah. I mean, that. I mean,
not really. Not really.
It's not a ton, but
not
I mean,
much.
she'll slut it up just to get her way in things too.
That's true.
Then she'll, you know, take a stick and beat the hell out of you, too.
She's a really good actress.
She's very good.
And that role, she's great.
Mm-hmm.
There's no chance. You're going to watch McMafia today.
Watch McMafia today, yeah. I'm going to watch McMafia and The Alienist.
Get in on it. There have only been two
McMafia's
episodes.
McMafia's good. It's right up your alley.
I need to try it. And I need to keep up with The Looming Tower,
which
is really good.
Do you like Russian terrorists?
Russian.
Do you like stories about Russian terrorists
on Air Force One, Gary Oldman? Yeah, of course. Who doesn't love Russian terrorists?
So yesterday I watched, Mondays and Tuesdays are always packed at my house after the show because I get to watch all my shows. So I watched Homeland yesterday, I watched Walking Dead, and I watched The Chi. All right.
Yeah, every show, I agree with you. I looked at my DVR. Everything's recorded on Sunday or Monday.
Yeah.
Sunday, that's a sweet spot.
Sundays and Mondays are the best nights.
That's a totally different lineup than what I watched. I watched Gas Monkey Garage, Iron Resurrection, and Bitchin' Rides.
Wow, you are into cars now. Why don't you just open up your own garage?
I just sit there watching
Gas Monkey Garage.
Yeah.
Why don't you watch a show? Give a show a shot. Like the Shy's only been on for a season.
I like things
season
I can just turn on whenever.
Week, 10 episodes.
I don't know. I like mindless stuff.
The Shy's a poor man's Boys in the Hood. Based in Chicago, not in L.A., but
right.
Poor man, but it's good. I mean, the acting's a little, but there's good storylines.
Is the acting shaky?
There's a couple actors.
You lose me when
it's
bad.
There's a couple actors that are bad, but
so you watch
the storyline's good.
You watched 3 hours of drama yesterday.
Yeah, but you fast forward through a lot of that.
You're fast forwarding when you watch?
Sometimes.
The commercial breaks.
Sometimes.
Like Walking Dead has commercial breaks.
But you're not fast forwarding through the actual drama of it, are you?
No,
like waiting to see scenes of certain people? It's normal to fast forward through commercial breaks. Of course you do that.
I find you can fast forward. In Walking Dead, you can fast forward sometimes where they're just like walking and pondering.
Believe me, I do.
Walking is in the title.
There's
a lot of walking everywhere.
Walking and pondering on that show.
For whatever reason, I've just never gotten into Walking Dead.
The whole dialogue with the priest and the black guy and then the doctor.
Yeah.
Remember he gets shot in the...
Yes.
I fast forward through all that. That's boring. The priest and the doctor dialogue is boring.
To Rick and Negan.
Yeah, I just want to get... When Negan comes on, I'm riveted.
Rick and Negan. That's
all about
want.
Rick and Negan. Yes, that's true. But yeah, Sundays and Mondays are busy.
You don't know what Negan's baseball bat's nickname is?
Lucille. I've seen it. I didn't know it had a nickname.
Well, it's a bat with barbed wire.
I know. I know the gist of it.
And he pummels people.
I've never actually seen him use it.
He's Bryce Harper with that thing.
I know the pop culture aspect of it. I've just never watched it.
He could probably hit 40 bombs a year. Yeah.
Valdez, I see you put on your Twitter the tiger gift to the listener, or you put it on your Instagram.
Yeah, very not safe for work.
It's
not
very
safe for work.
NSFW.
But listener, it is funny.
Apparently, he saw this in Amsterdam, which makes sense because it's there's no way you could sell this in the United States. No. He'd be sued in 2 seconds.
Of course.
But there is a, I don't even know what you would call it. It's like the size of one of these bobbleheads.
It's like a sports figurine.
Right. But it's Tiger. It's called Tugging Tiger, and you can imagine right. what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I guess, I don't know if they sold it like a sex shop in Amsterdam or if it's just sort of there on the street. And we were thinking to put it up in the studio, but I don't think there's any way we can.
There's no chance we can put it in.
I mean,
the
you
studio.
Would have,
I don't think there's
you would
any
have
way
to
put
like,
it.
You have to
put cover his pants.
Like tape around the midsection or mm-hmm. something.
We put like a towel around his pants.
Right.
It's a wind-up toy, too.
Yeah, because he's doing something with his hand.
Yeah.
Now, did this come about around the same time as the accident where he hit the fire pole or whatever? Or did this happen?
Yeah, because the background of the toy has a bunch of girls in bikinis behind them.
Right, so this was in the heyday
yeah,
the,
this has
when all
be.
The new girls were coming out, all the Perkins waitresses
right.
and everything.
Does it have, I got a glance of it. When
$7.50.
Does it have the Nike swoosh on his lid, on his shirt, or no?
That's a no. good question.
Did they dodge those?
But no, it's just got a Sunday red on.
Oh, yeah, definitely has a Sunday red.
Sunday red and black pants. It's one of the most not safe for work toys I've ever seen. Did
funny.
You see it?
I just saw it in the package.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You didn't want to see it.
Guy wanted me to, but he actually brought it to me because he thought I would want that. I didn't want to be within 100 feet of that
what
thing.
What are you going to do with that?
Trust me, the last thing I want to be doing is touching this thing because who knows what kind of bacteria
is on
it.
Put it on Bic Bay. Sign it and put it on Bic Bay.
Somebody commented, is that EB's hand?
I wouldn't be surprised.
So yeah. I wouldn't give him a favor.
I
would draw the line at giving him a favor.
I just hope he plays well this week. I just want him to play well.
Me too.
I want him to be in the mix.
More importantly, I want him to play well at Augusta. I have my doubts.
Yeah.
If Augusta, Tiger could sweep all, if he won all the majors this year, what would you do to make that happen?
What do you mean by that?
If you could guarantee that Tiger wins every major in 2018, I know it's hypothetical. You work with me?
Yeah. It's hard to when it's like impossible, but okay.
But if the devil came in this room and said, I'll make a deal with you, EB.
Silly devil impression.
Yeah, do your devil impression.
EB, let's make a deal. It sounds like a Muppet version
yeah,
of the devil,
say,
by the way.
Like
and morphing into
you
your Mike
So what are you asking me?
You
like,
could
what
win,
sort of gay
Tiger
thing
could win
I do?
All four majors, but you had to
Blank.
Consummate with Tiger. What would you do?
Oh.
What are your limits? Are there limits?
Yeah. I would wave my hand toward, I would help him with that.
I would do it for money. I would do it for a lot of money.
Not for four majors to witness.
I don't care
majors.
About the four majors. I would just do it for whatever he's talking
right,
about.
Just
the
money.
Devil. I would do it for $5 million. He can do whatever he wants with it.
Wow.
He can treat my body that? Like a circus.
And you would explain that to your daughters how? Daddy just had to pay the bills.
I didn't say I'd have to. Well, I would have to explain it to them.
Well, it'd be public knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, you walk home with a big sack
of
money.
Part of the deal.
I mean,
oh, it's not a private.
It's part of the deal. So it's got to be on like video.
Oh, I mean, it's just like it's known.
I do know this. Tiger's one of your favorite guys, but John Daly is also one of your favorite guys, and he's going to be on the show at this time tomorrow.
Oh, that's amazing!
9 o'clock. We're going to have.
I know we've had John
Daly
on
the show.
Been a while.
Maybe once or twice, but yeah, love John. Like you want to talk about a guy that you like love. Like that's a guy you want to hang out with. Like Tiger. He's just not a good guy.
Yeah,
don't want to hang with him. Daly.
I mean, Daly still doesn't he still do the bit where he pulls, like, he'll pull his RV up like two blocks away from the the gate.
We have to ask him
Augusta.
And sell
and
all
he'll just
books
sell
and
merch.
Stuff.
He'll just hang out, take pics.
I'm not sure if he still
thing.
Does that, but he's done that for years.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be surprised if he still does that. But he's also a guy that just loves to play golf, will play with his buddies barefoot, play guitar out of the golf course, drinking beers.
Yeah.
Hit a few drivers off your nose.
Yeah.
And he loves, like, high-limit slot machines. That's, like, one of
he
his vices.
He likes to throw the cash and bet it all. He does.
And he'll drink, like, 12 Diet Cokes out of the course.
I'll be honest with you. If there was a guy, like, you had to pick your four. He's in my foursome, like, your dream foursome is John Daly. Because he's going to have fun.
Great
stories. Tell great stories. He's just going to be charming.
He might show you his hog.
Yeah.
Would you rather,
there's a good chance of
would
that.
Would you rather play with Daly than Tiger?
Oh, yeah. Playing with Tiger
way more
would be
fun.
Miserable. I really think he'd be miserable. He's not going to socialize with you. He's off to himself. No,
I know. It's a new Tiger,
though.
Never
know.
He'd just needle you every once in a while. It wouldn't be fun.
Tiger, first of all, he thinks he's funny. He's not funny.
He's not funny.
He's an unfunny person.
Eric, yesterday, I think Barso was talking about this. Who would you root for on the final hole of the Masters, Tiger or John Daly?
Oh, Tiger, he obviously.
Probably Tiger for the greatness, but I mean, as a person, John Daly, 100 times out of 100. I know that's a really tough one.
I'd root for John Daly.
It's a really tough one because I like John Daly 100 times.
I'd root for Daly because he's never won it.
Yeah.
You'd have to root for him to
win
it.
That'd be a great story, too, because John's probably about 53 or something. That'd give Tiger another 10 years.
I know, but you'd get more out of Tiger winning it than Daly winning out of it. Especially doing a radio show.
I don't know. That's like an impossible question. Because he's all about right. The only guy I would root for over Tiger.
Are we working on Beegs or is he
Dunsky? I think we're working on Beegs. John
Norman
Daly's in charge tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And remember, coming up at 9:20, your chance to win tickets to go see Jay-Z and Beyonce at FedEx Field. Plus, we have Cap Stars tickets here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.